shortly. Tidakkan dari bajir putih. Are no people. Unignorant. Unintuitive. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu. Raise me, Master. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way. That Krishna should listen. My old age is coming. I will not sleep like this. If I am engaged in all these things, at the time of death, all will come in my dimension. And then I may be pig, hawk, donkey, and all these things. Then what to do? Oh, Prabhu, be merciful. And if you are merciful for this, oh, more chanting and remembering the past times of Sri Krishna and the Yusuf. If your mind is even very upset, oh, you can do parikrama of Govardhan, Vrindavan, Navadvipa, and so many things. These are the process. Always engage your mind where? Working Krishna. And conjugal remembering and praying. This is the process. Then he again went to Vrindavan and he returned back, and then he went to south. Why he went to south? He told that my brother has lost. He took sannyas and I don't know where he is. So I should search him. And, but this was not the fact. What the fact was? He has come mercifully, descended to this world. How, why? To help the devotees. To help others. By chanting and where he used to go, he used to tell like this. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Pahima, Ram, Raghav, Ram, Raghav, Ram, Raghav, Pahima, Rasna, like this. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, like this. Even tigers and deer in the way, if touched by his feet, what? They used to begin, oh, chant very loudly, Krishna, Krishna, in their language. And that time, even, oh, deer, and tigers and lions, in a row, kissing each other, they used to follow Satan. What to tell people like you? Why you cannot do like this? When I will go, oh, you will try to fight on. So we should try to love and affection to Krishna, and then you will say, oh, we are in one family. Even tigers, deer, praise, ivory. Why not all these devotees? Why should we come square? Not to quarrel. Now we are saying that all these apples are my property. Anyone should not enter in my territory. Then they will pick up all these things. All money and all position they will take. Nothing like this. We should try to know we are all in one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sections may be there, no problem. We have come to learn ourselves and to help all the devotees. So we, in this way we should try to do all these things. If anyone helping, oh, my devotees, oh, like devotee of Swamiji, he should be very happy. He ordered me to help. So anyone is helping other devotees, his guru must be very happy that all, without prejudice, he is teaching my devotee, oh, he is my brother, my friend, like this. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Vrindavan, how he is there, you know. And after that, he returned again and went to south. Very miracle. Oh, all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to all, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh, now, you are Guru. I am giving this order to you should tell it to others. And tell them, oh, tell to others that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To whom he is telling? Oh, he was telling that, oh, you should also do like me, you should send others to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama.
You should also do like this. What? You should help others to tell, oh, you can be happy forever, eternally happy. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, if you have some questions and problems in chanting, oh, you can come to higher supreme, higher authority. They will improve you, they will help you. But you should chant. And very soon, all over India, all became like Vaishnava at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As miracle Swamiji did, your Gurudev. What he did? He went even in Africa, in Nigeria, Red Indians even, not cultured even there. And Swamiji went there and met all sorts of Christians here, then all over. Everywhere, preaching center, everything he made. So many books, lot of books. And he did so miracle at that time. But now when he went, some weakness came. The disciples became weak. They could not go deep in his instructions. He told that we always in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. But they became weak. Why? Not attending high class of SUS. This is the main defect. If you will be always in higher association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. Sarva siddhi hai means? Then, gradually, where he went? He went to the bank of Godavari. And there, Maharaj, who Rai Ramani, the Pratinidhi, representative of the King Pratap Rudra, like governor of Vaisarai. Vaisarai, you know? Vaisarai. He was there, in the post of king life. In the morning, Mahaprabhu took his bath and was sitting on the bench. Like Bal Sanyasi. Like Bal. Like sun who is going to be coming from east coast. Very beautiful. Young. In the reddish. All these things. And his body was also what? How?
Golden
complexion. Oh, like Radhika. You cannot imagine how beautiful he is. And he was thinking something like this. What he was thinking? What he was thinking? Oh, he was thinking Radhe, Radhe there, Krishna. How to understand the most of Radhika. How to be taken admission in the school of Vishakha? He was thinking. Oh, she was telling perhaps Radhe, Radhe, and then Vishakhe, Vishakhe, Vishakhe. He was telling. And at once, Vishakha came in the shape of, because she is so merciful. He knew that he wants to be admitted in my school. But from external, oh, he was posing like a governor there. So he sent his cloth, drums were there, and all the Brahmins, or thousands of Brahmins were reciting Veda mantra. Om Sahasra Tirtha, like a Purusaha, in this way. like Dakshin, or very expert in chanting these mantras, the Devaki, thousand and thousand. And he was donating so much things there, so much gold and all these things. And when he saw, oh, that Bal Sannyasi, or teenage Sannyasi,
young
Sannyasi, young man is dead, not so young, not like you are young, of 50 years, or oh, very young, 24, very 34. He saw an attracted to that. And he came, giving up his or royal dress, and told that anyone should not follow me. I should go alone. They were thinking, why this? This king is very learned and like a king. Why is he going to that sannyas? When he went there and did pranam, sastang pranam to sannyasi. Sannyasi opened his eyes, but thinking, who is he? After some time he asked, are you a Ramananda? Oh, very humbly he replied, I'm Shudra Dasarham. I'm very wretched. Oh, Ramananda. Then Mahaprabhu at once stood up and embraced him. He also, and both became acquainted and began to roll down on the earth. Brahmins were thinking, oh, why this sannyasi, such this Shudra king, and king so grave and high in position, and why he is rolling down? Krishna, Krishna telling like this, they were in wonder. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that I have come here to meet you, to take your darshan. I heard from Sadhvam Bhattacharya, and he requested me again and again, if you are going to South India, you must meet with Rama. So he is representative of king, viceroy there, in so appearance and so position. But he is a high class of Vaishnava. Now I am realizing, as when he was there, and when I have known your mercy, oh, I used to sing in unmatched fashion. But now I am thinking, how high class of Vaishnava. So I have come to you. Then Ramananda, oh, very humbly, very glad. If anyhow you have come, Sadhvam, he has so much, he gives me so much honor, and he loves me so much. So he is kind to me, and he has sent to you only for me. Then if you are here, for not only for 2-3 days, or you will be, you should be here for so many days, and give me some inspiration for Krishna, that I may be like that. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, I am not sannyasi. I have only taken rest to serve Krishna, that I am penniless person, niskinchan. I am not sannyasi again. So in the line of Mahaprabhu, we are not sannyasi. Oh, what is sannyasi? Oh, for favorable. That my father, mother and all worldly persons will not tell that, oh, he is my son, he is my father, he is my husband or anything. And for detachment only. For mistying Mukunda. Mukunda. So this is the this is like a mistha. So Mahaprabhu told, I want to meet with you. Oh, can you meet me? Oh, why not? Then, oh, he was waiting. He took some prasadam in a Brahmin family. And those who don't take smoke, no fish, eggs, opium or anything. Oh, devotees of Krishna. And he should be Brahmin. Really in Brahmin, in real sense. Always chanting them. To their homes, he used to take some marjipri. He took it. And waiting for?
When Radharani will come?
When Radharani? And Ramanand went there. He disposed of his all job very quickly. And then he was waiting. When? Oh, Sun will set. Sandhya will Sandhya? No, one word for Sandhya? No, evening will come. Dusk. Will come and I will meet with that sannyasi. Both eagerly waiting. So if a garment like this will come for any high class of association, then you come here. And if no, like this, inspiration like this, no eagerness, what you will hear? If you are hearing, then you will lose. Oh, your essential knowledge must be there. You cannot take all the instruction in your heart. So please try to be like that. And then both met there. And then Mahaprabhu told, oh, I have come here to hear something from you. Please be merciful. Then he told, time is over. Oh, time is over. Anyhow, then both were ready. And Mahaprabhu told, I want to ask some questions. But for this answer, you must give some explanation or some evidence from Quran, on all Smriti Quran. Then I will be satisfied. If you are telling anything but without any proof of Quran, Vedas, Upanishad, and especially of Srimad Bhagavatam, I will reject. So you should tell me. What is Sadhan Sadhan? Yeah. Oh, we will explain it now. Very important thing. I want to be the essence of Raya Ramananda Sambhava, the essence of Sanatana Siksha. And I want to give you the essence of Rupa Siksha. And if you are taking this, oh, what? Nectar? Oh, you will be like, what? Like our Guru Parampara, Vaishnava. Like Narsam Thakur, Srinivas, Yamananda, oh, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You should not think Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or like a only Vaishnava. He is one of these, like a. He is seventh verse one. He is that, he is like Gadadhar Pandit himself. So you should try to read his books also. Don't think that only reading of our Guru, the books, oh, everything will come. He has written all things, but you also need something. If he was present, he must have written so many books, more. And even they have done, you know that they wrote so many books. In thousands of years you cannot read even what he wrote. But even so many books that come here. Rupa Goswami wrote so many. But Jiva Goswami also. Oh, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And after that so many books. Even in coming days, in future, so many good books will come. New and new. So we should read them. Especially the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jaiva Dharma, or like in a vessel, in a pot, or ocean is there. Ocean. Gaur Premananda. You should not dine all these things. Very carefully you should. And where you are not understanding, you can make questions.
Hare Krishna. One another.
Namami Nandanandanam
for an announcement, sir. Tomorrow morning at 6:30, all the bodies of the initiation should assemble at the room Vaishnava Guru then says. All should be dressed in clean clothes, no going taking your bath in morning, tila, bring some flowers, fruit, and dakshina according to your capacity, and lay there.
I don't want money or anything. I want her here. And I want that you should be very strong, like fragrance, like flower. But in Shastra it has been written that if you are having something, oh, you must
give something.
Give dakshina.
According to you.
Otherwise, those who are poor, they have nothing, oh, no, nothing is. Only they can come with flowers.
Also, one more announcement before you give up everything, register with the devotees here, your name and day of fee, then everything can be organized properly.
For this is more important. You should do otherwise, how maintain? So you must, with no need of telling, announcement, you should do it yourself. That all this, so many devotees from Africa have come, that you can manage so much, like England. There was no problem, nothing, very city and very size, everything. So you should do it here also.
Registration can be done with Sunga Vidya and Bhakti Swarup and Damodar Prabhu. Savitri also, Savitri Devi. Don't be late, please, for registration. Humble request.
Another small announcement also. On the back table, the book table, there are some Xerox pages with information about how any of those who don't already get Srila Gurudev's lectures on your computer, on your internet, there's instructions on how to get future lectures and how to get back lectures by pressing a few buttons on your computer. Thank you.
So, books should be distributed. I think that if you are setting two sets, five sets, and distributed, so many, more than 560. Oh, five sets, two sets, one set, and it is distributed. Oh, very great will be done. So you should also distribute the book.
Thank you. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yatataya vyalate paniya piyara
immediately after that conversation. This Hare Panchami is especially important because by hearing this conversation, then one can understand something of the glories of Vrindavan Dham. This conversation heralds the victory of Madhurya, sweetness, over Aishwarya. It heralds the glory of the frame, Shuddha frame, over that frame which is mixed with Jnana, with knowledge of Krishna's opulence. This conversation heralds the glory of Bharatiya Ras, unwedded love of the gopis for Krishna, over the Swakiya Bhav of the Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka. And of Dhamya Bhav, the left-wing mood of Srimati Radhika and her Sakis over Dakshinya Bhav. All of these things come up in this conversation. It is very beautiful. First of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is very surprised seeing the anger and the pride of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. And upon seeing this, he spoke to Swarup Damodar and he explained, he asked him, "Oh, Swarup Damodar, can you tell me why Jagannath Dev has gone through Sundaracha, which is in the vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Vrindavan? Why did he go there alone?" Swarup Damodar replied, "Oh, Lakshmi Devi cannot go there. Why? Oh, she is not qualified. She is the goddess of fortune. She is the consort of Krishna, of Narayan, in the realm of Aishwarya. So first we should know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, he performs two types of leela. One is called Aishwarya Mayi Leela and one is called Madhurya Mayi Leela. In Aishwarya Mayi Leela, he is manifesting his opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aishwarya Sya Samagrasya Birja Sya Yasa Sastriya Jnana Vairagya Saiva Sanam Bhaga Iti Mana. Who is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is he? He who is Bhagavan, he is full of Bhag. This means opulences. What are they? Aishwarya Sya Samagrasya Birja Sya Yasa Sastriya. He has all beauty, all wealth, all strength, all fame, all knowledge and all renunciation. So he is called Bhagavan. And especially the meaning of Aishwarya means, Aishwarya means those pastimes in which Bhagavan is performing an activity, any activity which surpasses the limitations or the capacity of any human being or any demigod. This is really the definition of Aishwarya. Or we think, oh, if I have $20 million, then this is Aishwarya. This is not Aishwarya, because any human being can have $20 million, and any demigod can have more than that. So what is Aishwarya? Aishwarya really means when the activity surpasses the limitation or capacity of any human being or any demigod, then it's called Aishwarya Mayi Leela. And what is Madhurya Mayi Leela? When there is no opulence. No, this idea is wrong. This is not Madhurya Mayi Leela. Madhurya Mayi Leela means Naravat Leela. that pastime in which Krishna is behaving just like an ordinary human child. This is called Naravat Leela. This is called Madhurya, Madhurya Maya Leela. It is not true that Madhurya Maya Leela means no Aishwarya. In Madhurya Maya Leela, there is more Aishwarya. This is the conclusion of the conversation here. Shiva Thakur is saying, oh, look at my goddess of fortune. She's sitting on a jewel throne with many, many servants. But your gopis, they're only going out and collecting cow dung. They only know how to milk cows and churn milk and make butter. And my goddess of fortune is so great and opulent. So then Mahaprabhu said, oh, Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Braj. He doesn't know the meaning of opulence. Aishwarya. And Swarup Damodar was arguing. He said, no, what is it? That in my Vrindavan there's more Aishwarya. Every piece of dust in Vrindavan, there is more Aishwarya in one speck of dust of Vrindavan than in all of Vaikuntha put together. The dust of Vrindavan is Chintamani. And the gopis are taking Chintamani. If anyone will take Chintamani, all their desires will be fulfilled. They can ask for anything. The goddess of fortune has a golden palanquin. But the gopis having Chintamani, they don't ask the Chintamani for a golden palanquin. Even they have no shoes. Only they use it, and the Chintamani, and they make their nupur. They make their ankle belt. What is the necessity of having a palanquin like Lakshmi Devi? Oh, they only take ankle belts. At the time of Ras, when the gopis are dancing, then their ankle belts can break and fall off. And they're scattered here and there in the grass. Then Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's going and he's foraging around in the grass looking for their ankle belts. Then taking their ankle belts with his own hands, fixing them and putting them back on the gopis. Taking his Dopata, he's taking his pitambara and drying this perspiration from the face of